Alaska travel analyst Scott McMurrin says the power of competition goes a long way in lowering airfares.
The moment that Delta's rubber hits the tarmac in Juneau, fares will be at historic lows. This is a great opportunity for Juneau travelers. And that great opportunity will last as long as Delta flies there and not a moment longer.
An online spot check of round-trip flights between Juneau and Seattle in early June showed the airlines offered the same fare, $487. In September, when Delta service ends, flights on Alaska Airlines jump $80. Adding service to Juneau is part of Delta's expansion in Seattle. Right now, the airline makes 35 daily departures out of SeaTac Airport. By August, Delta hopes to increase that to 86 departures. Anthony Black is a Delta spokesman.
We are reaching out to markets that are key travel markets for us that allow us to carry passengers both into Seattle as well as connect them on to international flights. We're adding a significant amount of international service. We just added London Heathrow at the end of March, and we are going to add Hong Kong and Seoul in June.
The airline already flies from Seattle to Amsterdam, Paris, Beijing, Shanghai, and Tokyo. Connecting to international destinations is what Black says will set Delta apart from Alaska Airlines, which only flies internationally to Canada and Mexico.
We have service to a number of domestic markets that are similar to Alaska's markets, but specifically if they're looking to travel internationally, obviously Alaska doesn't have that same level of international service.
Between Juneau and Seattle, Delta will be flying a Boeing 757. Alaska Airlines uses 737s. Black says a 757 can carry more passengers and has more powerful engines. He also says Delta's prices are competitive, and so far Delta is pleased with bookings. Marilyn Romano, regional vice president for Alaska Airlines, says she feels very secure with Alaska's position in Juneau. She says Delta's one flight a day between Juneau and Seattle during the summer doesn't compare with Alaska's eight flights a day.
That's our standard operating business coming in and out of Juneau, and that doesn't include all the other flights that we have, Anchorage to Juneau or Juneau to other cities in southeast Alaska. So as far as competing, I think we feel like we've been operating daily service into Juneau for over four decades.
Plus, there's free baggage if you're a member of Club 49, the airline's program for Alaska residents, and bonus mileage. Travelers flying on Delta from Juneau to Seattle will still get Alaska Airlines miles. While Alaska Airlines and Delta are now competing in Juneau, the two airlines are partners for other destinations.
At times, the competitive nature of our business is bigger than at other times, and this is probably one of those times. And we're doing what we need to do to grow our business, and Delta will do what Delta feels they need to do to grow their business. And at the same time, we are partners. So it's a unique situation.
Juneau International Airport Manager Patty DeLabriere says competition is good for Juneau's economy.
Alaska Airlines, I think, has taken very good care of people up here, but then Delta may add maybe a different flair on what they're going to do for the travelers. So choice is good.
That also means more revenue for the airport, an enterprise of the city and borough of Juneau. Renting space for a check-in counter and offices, flying in and out, and parking its plane overnight in Juneau for the summer will cost Delta about $90,000. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.